In less than 2 weeks, the Federal Communications Commission will decide whether to loosen regulations on how much of the broadcast media a single company may own. Opponents of deregulation have been stepping up efforts to convince the five members of the FCC to keep the rules in place, and that's making some traditional opponents allies. NPR's Rick Carr reports.
A growing list of Hollywood writers and producers have come out against the FCC proposal to let media conglomerates own more television stations and networks. The list includes Murphy Brown creator Diane English, All in the Family's Norman Lear, West Wing writer-producer John Wells, and David Milch, who helped create Hill Street Blues and NYPD Blue. Milch says the FCC proposal would let just a few media conglomerates consolidate their control of the TV industry, which means there will be fewer gatekeepers who decide what shows up on TV.
To the extent that fewer and fewer voices are heard in the process of advocating what should go on, then the overriding logic of commerce is untested. And so you wind up de facto dumbing down what's being carried.
Milch finds himself allied with a group that's been harshly critical of his work. The Parents Television Council has blasted NYPD Blue for language, nudity, and adult situations. But Laura Mahaney, the group's director of corporate and entertainment affairs, says the council agrees that deregulation is a bad idea.
We think that it opens up an avenue for increased indecency on the broadcast airwaves.
Mahaney says the Parents Television Council is worried that deregulation would erode local control of television. The FCC proposal would allow media conglomerates to buy nearly a third more television stations than they can own under existing rules. If local stations come under the control of conglomerates in Los Angeles or New York, she says, local viewers will be cut off from the people who decide what goes on the air.
Last week, you even had a few of the CBS affiliates not airing the Hitler miniseries because they didn't feel like it was appropriate for their community. Those kind of standards will be long gone and void if you have large corporations owning huge portions of the market share.
Other political adversaries have come together to oppose deregulation. For example, the liberal online activist group MoveOn.org has asked its supporters to speak out. The National Rifle Association has asked its members to do the same. Wayne LaPierre is executive vice president of the NRA.
America is about diversity, and if you get to the point where four or five big media conglomerates control everything, they're able to choke off dissenting points of view. It seems to me the more you consolidate the viewpoints, you make it harder and harder for the conflicting points of view to get out there and for the citizens as a whole to have an informed opinion.
Supporters of deregulation say that's scaremongering. They point to studies by the FCC and other groups that suggest that the opinions of the owners of television stations don't necessarily influence what's on the air. Through its website, the FCC gathered nearly 10,000 comments on deregulation from the public. According to a study released last week by the Washington, D.C.-based group The Future of Music Coalition, which opposes deregulation, only 11 of those comments were in favor of deregulation. Two FCC commissioners asked Chairman Michael Powell to delay the decision. Powell declined that request and plans to bring the proposal to a vote on June 2nd. Rick Carr, NPR News.